Okay, so this is a segment of a recording in regard to electronic harassment and other phenomena that people experience around the world. I was born in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, in 1994 on September 11th. Since that day, well, since as long as I can remember, I remember a ringing in my ears. But it wasn't until around 18 or 19 that things started to unfold and make sense. One of the largest events that took place, one of the most traumatic events that took place, was being microwaved in my hometown after having had a conversation with a friend. I left his house and I was on my way home, and I was microwaved by what I believe to be an extremely, extremely low frequency wave that crushed me, quite literally put me on my knees. This has been, along with other things, like a voice in my head that seems to steer me away from everything in my life. I know that the voice in my head has been electronically induced. I know that there is technology out there that allows people to do these things to others. I have my own beliefs in regard to why I was selected to be harassed in this manner, but I can't prove it because, no one really wants to talk about the Nephilim or the fallen angels or anything like that. So you basically just become an outcast in society and you go insane. And for anyone out there who might hear this, who might have had similar experiences, I would very much like to hear from you if possible. I don't know how, but we'll figure it out. Yeah, so I guess this is just an introductory podcast to see if there's anyone out there who's interested in these sorts of things, because my life has been quite literally robbed. Absolutely robbed. I've spent months and months in the hospital. For 4 or 5 consecutive years, I've been in and out of the hospital with supposed diagnosis. I've been on and off of 3 or 4 types of medication, and I believe myself to be 100% mentally healthy. I never had any biological ailments. They were socialistic ailments. Social implementations that caused me to lose track of who I was. And in any case, I'm sure there are thousands of people out there who can relate to this because I know I've done the research and there are thousands of cases of electronic harassment victims all over the world, and it's real. It's a real phenomenon. Someone out there, whether it's the fallen angels or the government, is and are tormenting people on a mass scale. They're putting voices in their heads, causing them to commit suicide. Much of the populace, what you believe to be standard heart attacks and standard strokes and standard organ or aneurysms and stuff like that, aren't actually what you think. They're not biological causes that cause these things. They actually have technology using microwaves that they can induce an aneurysm or induce a heart attack. And this is how they control the population, is by killing off the ones that are no longer valuable in society in their eyes. And many people who've lost loved ones have lost them to an electronically induced heart attack and they were completely unaware because autopsies can't determine this stuff. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't even believe the rest of it. They're implementing alien technologies into society, using alien technology to control the population, as you probably already know, like the draconian race and all that garbage. It's real, you guys. We are a interdimensional alien species that is on this earth, everything in the Bible, everything you ever read about Adam and Eve and the fallen angels and all that stuff, it's all completely real. There have been several projects that I have done research on, where the government was involved with extraterrestrial life, and they've been creating hybrids since the 1930s or 40s, I believe. They have been genetically modifying certain familial lines. Certain families have been selected to be genetically modified. It's pretty wild to believe, but I know it sounds insane, but I'm telling the truth. I promise I'm telling the truth to you. The Nephilim are real. They are a race of fallen giants that were on the earth. They retreated underneath the earth after the flood. And if you've ever heard of Agartha, or the city of, there's many names for it, but it's an underground subterranean city that houses apparently thousands of these supposed Nephilim or fallen angels. And apparently the entire Western civilization, the entire Western structure, society has been designed to protect these beings and to carry out their demands, be it blood sacrifice or whatever else that they demand. Correct me if I'm wrong. I could be entirely wrong in my statements, and yet at the same time I know for a fact that I'm touching upon the truth, regardless of whether or not I'm 100% correct. For those that are listening that touched the podcast and that actually are going to pay attention to this, know that I am at my wit's end. I am considering euthanasia. Like, seriously, seriously considering euthanasia, because I cannot escape the... As Immortal Technique said, the relentless fucking persecution of the world's corporations, or whatever it is that he said, is quite true. These corporations are killing people, you guys. They're designing technologies that can quite literally wipe out an entire city without leaving a trace of evidence behind. They're spraying aluminum in the skies with the chemtrails. They're microwaving people. They're putting poisons in the food. They're genetically modifying the food and thus genetically modifying us. They're making hybrids and half-breeds and people that they experiment on, quite literally do socialistic experimentation on. Society is quite literally an experimental proving ground for these creatures. They don't really have human emotion or human traits. They're highly mathematical beings. The only thing they really know how to do is to subjugate and conquer. And I quite literally have had enough, absolutely enough, of whatever it is that's doing this to me and to all the other people that are experiencing this. I would very much like to take a step towards stopping it somehow, by any means necessary, even if it does mean that I have to die or get shot or whatever it is that I have to do. I'm willing to do it because I literally have nothing else to live for. My mother committed suicide when I was young, and I know deep down in my heart of hearts that it was the same phenomena that I'm experiencing that caused her to do what she did. And I can't prove it. My family thinks she was emotionally distraught, which is a given considering that they can control your emotions using electromagnetic frequencies. It was to my understanding that she was missing most of her ovaries from ovarian cancer, which, again, to my belief, was was that they microwaved her ovaries to ensure that she would not reproduce, and when she did, in fact, reproduce, my fate was sealed upon birth. I was born with an electronic ringing in my ears. I remember getting up in the morning on my way to high school and being too tired to function, too tired to do anything. And looking back, doing the research and having hindsight, I realized that these technologies rob you of your REM cycle. They completely annihilate your body's ability to get proper sleep. And it's one of the ways that they wear you down. And keep in mind, whoever's doing this is highly, highly intelligent, highly, highly, highly logically intelligent. They can predict events months before they happen. They can plant seeds of mistrust within you, causing you to deviate from those you love, the ones surrounding you that are actually trying to help you. And you wouldn't have a clue. You wouldn't even know, because your brain, your mind is a series of ones and zeros that they can read off of a computer screen. And they can quite literally control your thought pattern and your thought process. Given time and getting to know the way that you think, they can completely manipulate everything that you think to be true. And this is why we have so many morons in the world going to work every day and being consumers and coming home and not giving a shit about God or about humanity or about anything at all. They don't have belief systems. They have nothing. They're soulless vessels that exist for nothing more than the devil's ascension. That's quite literally 80% of the populace. Demon-inhabited fools. I can't stand them. Literally, like, it's like walking amongst a bunch of soulless fucking assholes. They don't care about you or about anything. They claim to care about their families, and yet they pump poisonous gases into the air every time they drive their cars and keep a blind eye to the people that are running the banks and running the system. And mark my words, the people who are in control think they have allies. They think they have friends, but they really don't. They have nothing but enemies, and they can't even show their fucking faces in public because of who they are. Like, the Queen herself has been caught carrying cyanide capsules. Literally, like, the royal family, some of them carry a cyanide capsule because they fear what the public might do to them. And by all means, they should, because I'm sitting here in a life that I have struggled very hard to shape into an inhabitable life, a life that I've worked very hard to achieve, and I still have very little, even for all my hard work. I was recently, a year ago or so, I broke my ankle working on a job because someone had untied the rope prior to calling me onto the roof. And foolish me, being a nice guy, didn't decide to sue, didn't pursue any financial endowment or anything like that, because it just wasn't me. It wasn't like me to throw his company under the bus in exchange for a couple hundred grand that I can't even have access to anyway, because I'm on ODSP. And I would very much like to be able to prove that my life has been a mathematically calculated series of events that has been influenced by a higher power, a dark power, that has control over everyone else as well. At times I feel as though it was my fault for resisting and for trying to wake up the populace and change the world, because looking back, I wish I had just kept my mouth shut. I wish I had never done the research and been a curious kid. I wish I had just gone to school and had a normal life, because now I'm 24 years old and I am I think about the same thing every single day, and that is being microwaved and losing everyone that I love, being completely torn away from them through mistrust that was instilled in me by a voice that was electronic in nature that caused me to believe things that weren't true, or quite literally induced delusions that were induced. I could care less at this point whether or not people really believe, because it's become painfully obvious to me that even with the proper amount of coaxing and teaching, people will choose to believe what they want to believe, and it's as simple as that. You can't convince someone that fallen angels are using satellite technology to fry your brain and put voices in your head and microwave you and do things to you that you have no control over, and you can't prove to the people around you that the reason your life is the way it is because you've been harassed, severely harassed, and they look down on you, they see you as a loser, you know? You're a loser, but you're twice as strong, emotionally stronger than everyone else. I feel like fucking Wednesday, surrounded by the weak, literally. I walk out in public and it's just pathetic seeing these sleeping people. They're literally sleeping through their lives. And for those that are out there that have, you know, millions of dollars and have this luxurious lifestyle, you have to stop and take a moment to realize that people make severe sacrifices in order for you to have that life. And, you know, your shoes that are made in a sweatshop and your clothes that are crafted by the lowest bidder and your True Religion garbage and your fucking Gucci this and Prada that. Aside from saying good luck in the afterlife when you die, aside from saying that, I would very much like to change your perspective and have you wake up and stop supporting these criminals, these fucking multinational, multi-million, billion-dollar criminals that have their pockets in the oil industry and in fossil fuels and are quite literally manufacturing the downfall of society so that they can step out of the shadows and introduce all these advanced technologies and claim themselves the heroes of Earth. That's literally what's happening. And I could go on and on. I think I will. I will go on and on tonight. I will literally just go on and on and on, like, as long as this app allows me to, because I have to cram in as much information as I possibly can. The music industry too, like, the music industry is the forefront of mind control in this country, in Canada and the United States. The music industry is the most fraudulent, macabre, fucking manipulative, fucking disgusting industry that ever graced this earth. It is the pinnacle of human destruction, the music industry. Like, you turn on this music and to one person, it sounds like a love song between a man and a woman, or a boy and a girl, or whatever else it is that the record label has these mind control drones writing and performing on stage, ignorantly going about their routine as though they have control over their own music, because they don't. And artists that seek to control their own music, artists like Kanye and Britney Spears and certain people like that that try and escape the mind control grid, get put right back in their place. They are assimilated, so to speak. And I know they're out there. I know they're looking for an outlet, trying to find a way to change the variables in this equation, because it's becoming insane, you guys. Like, it's getting to levels now where conspiracy theorism is a genre. It's a literal genre of you know, so you can have the political right-wing activists completely discredit and make fools out of all the leftists who are, in fact, onto reality, you know, that are aware that the oil and gas companies are milking the population, destroying the ecosystem in exchange for massive profit gain. People like Elon Musk that are trying to push the world toward a better place and are being countered by certain dark forces and principalities in high places. Just like the Bible says, it says the struggle is not against, it's not against the flesh, or it is against the flesh, but it's also against dark forces and principalities in high places. And this is very true. For all I know, I'm painting myself a target. For all I know, I could be dead within a week. I know for a fact that the anxiety I've experienced in the past has been electronically induced as well. They have the ability to do that. They can basically beam you in the chest with a certain frequency and induce severe anxiety upon you and basically control the emotions of those around you as well. So when relationships seem to fail and everything seems to be going south and your life seems to be one big mess and you've had nothing to do with it, a lot of the time it's because these dirty bastards have had their fingers in your life and you've discovered too much. Either that or you're just, and I quote, a lucrative target of experimentation. That's the other way how it happens, is because you're just Joe Blow, you know, and your chance of your risk for suicide is very low because you bounce back and you have a strong emotional candor and you don't kill yourself after 17 years of being electronically harassed. You know, these are the people they're looking for. People like me who go to bed depressed and wake up perfectly fine in the morning because they've been through so much fucking abuse. They don't even care. And believe me, you guys, I've attempted to do what I can to fix the variables that have taken place. And there's quite literally nothing I can do. And it's twisted because I feel like the people that are making the music and creating the products and everything like that are speaking into a teleprompter, reading from a teleprompter, you know, when they're told what content they have to release. And I want them to know this. They are tormenting people. They are releasing music. Like, for example, I have to give you an example because I know I'm probably starting to sound like a weirdo, but I mean, the music is making songs that to one person seems like a relationship between two lovers. And yet, on the other side of the coin, to the awake and to the aware mind, to someone who's like me, who's aware of what's going on in the world, it sounds like a conversation between them and these dark forces in high places. It's designed like that. It's quite literally a subliminal mind control mechanism that they use in the media to control people. And when you meet this force, when you hear those voices, or when you see the street theater, the gang stalking, and all the other stuff that they do to you, the music adds to the insanity in your mind. It quite literally makes you feel like you've been painted out and targeted, because the relationship in the song is one between you, the victim, and the aggressor. The usually the masculine force in the song is represented as the dominant power and the controller. And this is why we have music in the music industry, like the rap industry, who that I'd quite literally like to burn down. I would literally like to put an end to all this shit and bring back the real rap, the classic stuff that paved the way for this garbage to even exist. Like, I could go on and on about that, but that's just gonna get me mad hate. I fucking hate Jay-Z. I fucking hate all these fucking, and I will refrain from dropping the N-bomb because I'm a white person, but at the same time, there's no better word to describe these people. These people are the most ignorant, selfish, self-absorbed, egotistical scum that ever walked the earth, and they think that they're going to win, but mark my words, when they're on their grave and they're receiving their second death, they'll know then. When they're sinking into the fucking black abyss that I see in my dreams. And there's no hope for them. Because you guys think we're mammals. You're so wrong. You're so far from fucking reality. If you think that we're just mammals, it's Darwinism is a lie. Evolution is a lie. We were genetically modified by extraterrestrial beings. And we exist for our own spiritual enlightenment. And to the believers, to the Satanists, to the Christians, to the Muslims, to the Arabics, to whoever may be listening, we all share the same deity, the same God, regardless of what you choose to call him. Some will call him Satan, some will call him Jesus, and never see his face, but the reality is that there's only one God. There's only one group of fallen angels. There's only one Michael. There's only one Gabriel. There's only one Uriel. There's only one of these angels. And I know them to be real, you guys. I do. I can meditate and I can feel forces at work when I do. And Scientology is another thing. Scientology was introduced to the populace to control, to subjugate, to create a group of people that... Hold on one sec. Fuck was that? Anyway. Yeah, where was I? Fucking. Yeah, so I completely lost where I was, which is not surprising, given the fact that I have an irregular sleep pattern and probably suffer from severe malnourishment. So, yeah, all those people that are listening should really do their research, should really question what they're told. Oh yeah, okay, there's one more highly controversial thing is 9/11. 9/11 was perpetrated by members within our government in order to subjugate the population and bring in an era of complete control, socialistic control. They basically, following 9/11, were able to create a defense budget of global conquest proportion, like a defense budget so massive that they have the ability to basically pacify the entire population overnight. And this will happen. This will take place. Right now in Canada, over here, Trudeau is taking away everyone's guns. He's trying to take away everyone's right to bear arms. And people think this is just happening in the States, but it's really not. This is Canada, too. It's happening. And we're headed for the most grotesque era that you've ever seen. And believe me, there won't be a chance to fight by the time people realize it. It'll be far too late. But yeah, back to 9/11. I was born on 9/11. I've heard many, many stories. The one I chose to believe, however, the one that I that I rung true to me when I heard it was when the building was during construction, when the building was being constructed, they actually had these painters come in and paint thermite paint onto the beams of the building at the lower levels and on the way up, apparently. And they quite literally just painted an explosive substance onto the metal beams of the building, a thermite, nanothermite, it's called, they had painted onto the building. And during that day, when those events took place, when the building collapsed, that plane was a hologram. It wasn't a real airplane. It was HARP or fucking Bluebeam or whatever project these bastards have come up with to control us. That plane, people oh so ignorantly believed to be a massive physical object, was not even there. That plane wasn't even present. No one found the black box. The engine from a tiny little plane was found, but no engine from a plane that size was ever recovered from the crash site. And believe me, a plane engine is a very thick, very strong, very tough piece of metal. It doesn't just disintegrate and disappear when a plane hits a building. That engine, along with the propellers and all the other components to that plane, nothing was found after that building went down. There was no trace of any 747 following that day. There was nothing. And the black box that they did recover was taken by someone in a white van, apparently, drove up and took the black box and left. And a black box, you guys, is basically the piece of the airplane that's used to recover the crash information, altitude, things like that, about the last location of the plane, so that rescue crews and whatnot can pinpoint its location and try and rescue the people that were inside. So whether or not there was a plane or whether it was a hologram is irrelevant. The point is there was explosives in the building. Anyway, I'm just gonna wrap this up for time's sake. You know, get this posted. You guys can listen. I know I'm not the most charismatic individual, but I do present many facts, and I will continue to attempt to do so and answer questions and whatnot. I don't know the capabilities of this app yet, so anyway, take care. Thanks for listening if you did, and God bless.